Andy, what did you make of the game overall?
I thought the first 20 minutes was a very testing 20 minutes. St Johnson knocked the ball about well, penned us in. We made a wee tweak, we asking Ryan Dow just to step up a wee bit and try and stop Liam Craig getting on the ball as much, which I think brought a little bit of success to get us higher up the pitch. After that, it was very much an even contest on the night. Then going into extra time, obviously going the goal down, we just, you know, we thought boys were maybe starting to struggle a bit in terms of out on their feet, and we went with the 4-3-3, put our three strikers up against their three centre-backs, and you know, we managed to get ourselves back into the game. Me and Wilson gambling in the box and sticking the ball away well. So it's a sore one. It's a sore one to losing penalty kicks, but no disgrace.
I guess when it comes to penalties, it's just a lottery, isn't it?
Well, it does, because you know, you can try and replicate that, and you've heard it for other managers and coaches other than myself. You try and replicate it, but the minute you go up there knowing that you've got a chance to take the team through to the semi-final, it becomes a different animal. And, you know, there's no disgrace. The boys put their hands up, they went up and hit the penalties, and they hit the target. So credit to big Xander Clark for making the saves. It's not a case of boys missing penalties in my eyes. And as I say, you know, the five of them were brave enough to go up and take the penalty kick. So, you know, it's disappointing we've not made it to the semi-final. But if you'd said that that was going to be the way we were in the League Cup campaign, you know, it's small steps of taking forward as a club. And, you know, that hopefully whets the appetite to go and do that even more.
Hold your head up high though, Stevie. I mean, you know, a lot of people would have thought even an extra time you would have buckled once you went behind, but you certainly didn't.
There's two bits that stick out in the game for me. Is the first 20 minutes where we're up against a Premiership side, a very good Premiership side, Callum's got them well organised, and we dug it out at a horrible time in the game where we were under the cosh, and that's where I think we've improved. Like you say, you go a goal behind an extra time, you know, and you can feel sorry for yourself with the weekend's result against Morton there, but the boys, you know, they managed to find it, they buy into it at half time of extra time when you're saying going the 4-3-3, and they find that extra wee bit of energy to go and get the equaliser. So questions that are getting asked to them, albeit we're on the back of losing the game tonight, you know, credit's got to go to the players for the way they've conducted themselves through this campaign.
I'm happy for him also to be off the mark as well.
Yeah, he's anticipated. As I say, we ended up with bodies in the box. It was bouncing about, and you know, Ian's got on the end of it. And you know, it's something that I think Ian can add to his game. He's very good technically. People probably see him as a defensive midfield player. You know, I think he can play that role, but I also think he's got different things in his makeup that he can be an attacking midfielder as well. He's got good legs about him, and he'll take confidence from that tonight.
When the dust settles on this, Stevie, you could surely take a lot of positives going forward from the attitude, the commitment, the endeavour of the guys. It was first class, wasn't it?
Yeah, and as you've said, the attitude, I've said to them, to a man in there, no matter how the result was going to go tonight, when you're coming up against opposition that are an established Premiership club, as long as they've given it their best effort, you can live with a lot of things in life. As I say, it can be a cruel place at times, but the thing that I'm asking them of, they've dust themselves down, they'll be off tomorrow, they'll come in Thursday, do a recovery session, and then we've got a hard game on Saturday. That's the reality of it, going up to Dens Park, and all we can ask again of the players is to give 100%, and if they do that, we give ourselves an opportunity to win games.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, back to the bread and butter on Saturday, and if you can harness the positives from tonight, it's not going to do your championship charge any harm, is it?
No, I've said to the players in there as well that there's guys that are playing against that have got 50, 100, 150, 200 games in the Premiership. Some of our boys haven't played 20, 30 games in the Championship. And that's not making excuses, but that's excitement. That's where they should be wanting to play. So let that be the hunger. They've just missed out on a chance to get to a semi-final, which you don't get very often. And as I say, it's just making sure that the hurt from the result doesn't go the other way and they feel sorry for themselves, and it very much kicks them on. And you know, we've got a big game on Saturday to look forward to now.